In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. About 600 years before the coming of our Lord and the birth of Our Lady, there was a small town in the mountainous area of Palestine, and an invading army of the Ninevites was pushing down into the Jewish region, and the march of the invading army was going to cross paths directly with a small town, a small walled city up in the mountains. So they had to cross through this particular geographical opening in the mountains, and there was this walled city there. The invading army of the Ninevites was massive, and the Jewish people living in this town knew that they didn't really stand a chance. But then God does not fight battles, you know, with soldiers and cannon. So the Jews had faith in God that He would deliver them somehow, and they walled the city up. They closed the walls, rather, the gates of the city, and prepared for a siege. And sure enough, the invading army would not pass the city before it had been conquered, and so it laid siege to the city. And the Jews within began to pray to God that He would deliver them, and they held out for a while. They had enough food and water for a little while, hoping that the deliverance would come before they ran out. But as it happened, they ran out. And still the deliverance had not come. No reinforcements, nothing from Jerusalem. And the invading army was just getting bigger. So they decided that they would capitulate, that they would give up. And they were about to send the messengers to the opposing army that they would surrender under any terms, because anyway they were starving to death within the city walls, when a woman stepped forward whose name was Judith. And Judith was known to be a virtuous woman, humble, a great virtue in a woman, because nothing is worse than female pride. And Judith had a greater faith than the priests and the leaders of this city, and she told them not to surrender to the pagan army, because that would be the equivalent of giving up the cause of Yahweh. So without having really a solution, since these men also had faith, they agreed with Judith that they would somehow resist, but now she would have to do something. And so she went back to her home, and she prayed and humbled herself before Almighty God, doing penance. And late one evening, she and her maidservant, taking a large bag with them, left the city and started walking towards the encampment of the opposing army. And when they arrived there, the general of the army of the Ninevites was impressed with her beauty, and also at the fact that she had taken the first step before the rest of the city to surrender to him. That she was a little smarter than the rest of the city, who was holding out when there was really no hope. And here she was asking for deliverance, mercy from him. So he took her in, and they had a banquet. And the general, who had neither faith nor temperance, drank heavily. And then when he was asleep that night, Judith came with her maidservant and the large bag, and taking the general's sword, she sawed off his head and put it in the bag, and left camp to go back to the city, to her own city, where the city leaders were waiting for her. And she opened the bag and produce the head. The next morning, when the rest of the army was gathering itself for another day of siege, they went to the general's tent to ask for marching orders, and they found their general lying headless in his bed. The whole area was drenched in blood, and there was no Judith. And the Jews, taking the lead from this great woman, seeing that the general was no more, they gathered their troops together, and with what strength they had left, they invaded the opposing army's camp, put them to flight, and saved both the city and the entire nation of Israel. And all of this hinged on the victory of this woman, her faith. So for the Jews, this was a national victory. But there was an international victory that took place later through the intercession of another woman, and that's the feast that we're celebrating today. The church has pulled us aside from our busy work schedules, from our daily grind today on the feast of Our Lady, in the middle of the week when you should be working. She's pulled you aside from that today in order to commemorate a different victory, and that's the one of Our Lady. Because with the eye of faith, we can look back through history, and having read the story of Judith, today we can acknowledge that, again, with the mind of faith, that what happened with Judith has happened again. The story has repeated itself, not in exactly the same details, but we have the same effect, that through the virtue of a woman, not just a few square miles of rocky, sandy wasteland in the Middle East, but the entire world and all of mankind was saved through her virtue. Because it's through Our Lady that the ancient curse against mankind was broken, and of course we attribute this to her Immaculate Conception, which we celebrate in December, another great feast, but even more so in a way to the fact that she voluntarily gave herself up to the will of God. That she, not only was she spared the contamination of that original sin, but Our Lady also willfully gave herself up to the service of God, and when she had the chance to do evil, never did it, unlike ourselves. So we take her under our cause. She is the whole hinge of redemption. Everything depends on her. Much in the same way that the victory, which was worked under Judith's stratagem, is attributed to her, even though she was not the one that invaded the camp and killed the rest of the soldiers and put them to flight. She only led the attack by defeating the general. So the battle was fought after her, but in fact, it's because of her that they won. And in the same way, our Lord Jesus Christ will redeem us on the cross, but it's only because of Our Lady that he could win. Because in the plan of God, he depended on a woman. So you can see why today we've read for the epistle, for the reading of today, the script from the Old Testament in which Judith, this great woman of the past who is not afraid of a little blood, who put her confidence in God and by herself single-handedly opposed all the forces of evil, we can see how this script of praise of Judith in the epistle today is attributed to Our Lady, how we can read that again today and remember not only this victory 2,600 years ago, but the greatest victory in Our Lady and her glorification today. Today is the day that we sing her praise, because it's her assumption and her glorification. And in fact, we invoke Our Lady not just as the mystical rose or the mother of all virtue, the mother of mercy. We invoke Our Lady as being one who, for the devil, who is terrible as an army in battle array. Most of you probably have never seen battle, but it would be a terrible thing to see the opposing numbers of the army facing you, you know, and especially in those days when it was hand-to-hand combat, where they didn't hide behind sand dunes. And it would have been terrible. It has struck terror in our hearts, and yet, for Satan, Our Lady is terrible as an army in battle array, because she is a warrior. And she did battle, first of all, in herself against Satan, and then for the rest of us. So today we sing her praise on the Feast of the Assumption, her glorification in body and soul, and her coronation as well in heaven. This key factor to the story of redemption, this other Jewish woman whose virtue and whose humility was even greater than that of Judith, but she was the favorite of God. And so today we remember her as being the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of her people. But her people are not just the Semites, they are us as well, because she is the mother of every nation. So today we've taken some time, put it aside in her honor, and to remember this wonderful plan of God to redeem us, and the inclusion in that plan of our own mother. And so we honor her today in the Mass and with the sacraments, and ask for her same fortitude that in our own daily battles, because we can only go forth after her lead, just like the army after Judith. So today we have to rise and do battle ourselves, but only after Our Lady has made the ultimate victory, but to follow in her lead and ask for the same fortitude and trust in Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.